Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of October 2017, and this is the 671st Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a bit of a milestone for me, 671. I know it's a very strange number. But today I have got to the halfway mark to the number of podcasts that Michael Nobbs has done. And although I would have an awful lot more to do to reach the same number that he has got, especially as Michael is continuing to podcast, it's nice to celebrate the halfway mark, at least as a milestone, and also to acknowledge it because it really would never ever have started without Michael Nobbs as a role model for the kind of podcast that I wanted to do. I wouldn't even have thought about doing a podcast, except that a few years ago when I started, I can't think when it was, Michael was calling for some guest podcasters at a time when it was difficult for him to keep up with the podcasts. So it gave me an opportunity to see what I could do, and those one or two podcasts that I did then have developed into Mole Out Loud. So thank you, Michael, for that, and I'm also quite pleased to have reached this point myself. I'm just walking back from the cafe where I've spent the last, rather a long time actually. I just spent 2 hours there writing, which is good, writing in my notebook rather than online. And it's very hot. It's about 29 degrees at the moment. I think the hottest it was going to be today was 30. I'm not sure whether it's going down or going up at the moment. So quite warm. I'm wearing my favourite loose trousers that my sister Rowena inveigled me into buying in Berlin when we went there together. And so every time I wear them, I'm reminded of the lovely time we spent here. And ironically, they're my most summery trousers, but it was midwinter in Berlin. It was February. I didn't wear them there at all. When I left at 2, my house wasn't too bad. It had managed to retain some of the cool. It did cool down a bit last night. And so it was quite bearable to work inside in the morning. But now, after 2 hours of really hot weather and probably shining into my side windows, we'll see. It's not too bad. It is cooler on the inside than out. Walls are cool. I'll just close that door so that that doesn't get in. It's very dark because I've pulled the blinds down. So it's a bit ironic that my house is so dark in the summer and so light in the winter. Sorry, I've just suddenly lost my thread. What was I going to say? I don't know why I lost my thread. That was a really odd thing. I think it was just that feeling the place for heat and cold. As you all know, that heat is not my favourite thing. But tomorrow we've got rain forecast and it'll be 23, which is fine. 23 is good. And then it's going to be 15 the next day, so, which is even better. And very typical of Tasmanian spring. In about an hour, I'm scheduled to go for a walk, so I am hoping that it's going to be a bit cooler than it is now, because just now walking from the cafe to home was absolutely enough. If you were listening to me this time last year, actually it wasn't this time last year, because this time last year it wasn't hot. But with the first hot weather, I always have I have this ritual of washing my woolies, and so it means that I can carry the wet woolen things and wet and cold, and cool myself down at the same time as hanging my washing out. So it feels like a way of celebrating the first day of hot weather when my inclination is not to celebrate it at all. So I'm really glad I've done that, and I'll just, I think, maybe dry. We'll have a look. Just see, everything is out in the garden now. Yes, yeah, absolutely dry, all of them. And so the wisteria's out. It smells really fragrant, and I planted it for my father because it reminded him of his childhood in India, and we didn't really have the kind of garden that you could have wisteria in Switzerland, so I planted some here. So that reminds me of him every time it comes out. The bees are having a wonderful time with it at the moment. And the lilac's out as well, and the jasmine that's outside my front door is in full bloom. So everything is very fragrant, and I can feel a bit of a twitch of hay fever. But all in all, it's really very beautiful. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you're enjoying your summer or autumn or spring or whatever it is that's coming your way, or storms. And that you've been able to engage with whatever project you're doing, and have got some real pleasure out of it. And if not, I hope that you can find a different way in. Approach it gently, approach it from a really different angle, a different point of view, either macro or micro, or from a slant. Sometimes I think creative projects shrivel up in the headlights of attention. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I shall now go and bring my jumpers in. I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.